Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Tuesday, March 25th. A public bus service between Owen Sound and Guelph will continue operating for another year. Owen Sound City Council approved a recommendation to extend the contract for the Ghost Bus until March 31st, 2026, since the city has $420,000 in remaining available provincial grant funding. Deputy Mayor Scott Gregg.
Can say in the summer I was on it, and it ranged from healthcare workers riding to work to individuals from Owen Sound going to the Elora Raceway for a day of fun.
The Ghost Bus runs daily in the morning and afternoon between Owen Sound and Guelph. It stops in several other communities along Highway 6, including Chatsworth, Williamsford, Durham, Mount Forest, Arthur, Fergus, and Elora. Grey Bruce Public Health has confirmed a case of the measles in the region. Manager of the infectious diseases team, Jillian Jordan, says the case was confirmed last Thursday. It's the first case confirmed in Grey Bruce this year after eight were reported in the fall of 2024.
Prior to our eight cases and this case that was just reported last week, the last case of measles that was reported in Grey Bruce was actually back to in 1996.
Jordan notes they don't believe there's a risk of the case spreading in the region as they haven't identified any community exposure locations linked to that case. Some other communities in southwestern Ontario have been dealing with more pronounced measles outbreaks recently. To date this year, over 400 cases of measles have been reported at Southwestern Public Health in St. Thomas and Grand Erie Public Health in Brantford. Those who have been in the area of Port Elgin's North Shore Park may have noticed some recent changes. Fences have gone up around part of it, the swing set is gone, and some work is underway. The town says with warmer weather arriving, phase one of the North Shore Park master plan is moving ahead. They say the work this spring will include new walking paths, a new playground, pavilion, gardens, and accessible space. There will be a new, more direct harbor entrance and more trees planted. The town's website says the work will continue from March to July. Bruce County is authorizing a funding agreement with Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada to support the Grey Bruce Local Immigration Partnership. Bruce County Manager of Economic Development, Jeff Loney.
The agreement does intend to fund 100% of the activities associated with this, with an administration fee that's been negotiated to support existing staff.
Saskatchewan is reversing its move to stop purchasing American brands of beer. A statement from the province says they heard concerns that many banned American beers are produced in Canada. Saskatchewan says it will follow other provinces in banning alcohol produced in the U.S. as a way to counter American tariffs on Canadian goods. Time now for a check on sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Vancouver tied New Jersey with 36 seconds to go, then won it in a shootout. Canucks now trail St. Louis by just 3 points for the last wild card in the West. St. Louis is the hottest team right now. They've won six straight and host Montreal tonight. Oilers coach Chris Knobloch says McDavid and Draisaitl will likely miss the team's three games this week due to injuries. Busy one tonight with 10 games, including the Leafs hosting the Flyers. And the Raptors snapped their four-game losing streak, defeating the NBA's worst team, the Washington Wizards. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League Pollock Division final, Hanover hosts the Fergus Whalers in Game 3. Hanover leads the series 2-0. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack will open their Western Conference quarterfinal against the London Knights Friday. You can catch Game 1 live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. Checking the forecast. A weather advisory continues today for reduced visibility due to heavy snow at times. It's expected to improve this afternoon. 5 centimeters today, 40-kilometer wind gusts, the temperature steady near zero. 2 centimeters of flurries tonight, the wind becoming light, -4, the wind chill -9 overnight. 2 centimeters of flurries Wednesday, breezy and a high of -1. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.